This show was created by 22 Creations Multimedia LLC. This is the home of OC Paracon and not the same old paranormal.
What does not the same old paranormal sound like?
Keep listening and it'll be obvious.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. That's hysteria.
Have fun listening. This is Paranormal Perception with Henry San Miguel and Chris DeLorona. Everybody, welcome to Paranormal Perception. This, by the way, this is a new episode. It's not a replay. Some of you were surprised to hear repeat interviews last week, even though I explained why you were hearing repeat interviews last week. Seems there's always misunderstandings in, well, everything today. Politics come to mind right away, of course. Movies, TV shows. Apparently, there's no more just enjoying a movie or show and going on with your life. Now, it has to have some life-altering message, or it has to fit into society's idea of what a good movie is, or push some kind of agenda. There are plenty of misunderstandings in the thing we are all interested in, the paranormal. For example, take this coming Monday. For some, it's a majestic display of heavenly bodies, basically nature doing nature things. For others, it's the end of the world as we know it, or at least the beginnings of the end of the world. That's what I want to talk about this week. No, not the end of the world. In 3 days, what will the world look like? Will we still be here? Will I have actual answers on this show? Yes. Yes, I will. No matter what, if anything happens on Monday, I know my day is going to start with a cup of Phantom Journeys coffee. I've been having the Chupacabra Mexican chocolate flavor, but there's a lot of other flavors available for you. Visit phantomjourneys.com/phantommerch. To browse the flavors and to get yourself a bag or two or more. Phantom Journeys Coffee. Coffee's so good, it's gonna wake the dead. Paranormal Perception. On April 8th, 2024, which is this coming Monday, a total solar eclipse is gonna cross North America. It's passing over Mexico, the United States, and Canada. Total solar eclipse, that happens when the moon passes between the sun and the earth, completely blocking the face of the sun. Now, the sky will darken as if it were dawn or dusk. I used to think I didn't have to tell you, but after 2020, I absolutely do. Do not look directly at the eclipse while it's happening. At least not without protecting your eyes. There are plenty of websites where you can learn to make an eclipse projector using a box or other items you already have at home. You've probably seen them online and your kids have probably done that at school. But you can see it that way. But don't look at it directly. Now, an eclipse, it's a natural occurring event, although it is pretty breathtaking to witness, especially a total eclipse. Those directly in the path of totality, it's going to feel like it's midnight when it's actually 11 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be dark, so prepare accordingly. Another thing that this eclipse is going to be bringing is fear. Events like these, they always bring out the worst in some of us paranormal people. Then you wonder why they look at us funny. I'm going to share some things that could be considered scary or mysterious, and even at the risk of sounding a little conspiratorial. They might even sound a little bit too coincidental to be happening on the same day as the total solar eclipse. So let me just tell you what those events are going to be this coming Monday. You decide how you see them. So the first one is Texas DMV. They sent out a statement a few days ago prohibiting commercial trucks from traveling through 80 Texas counties during the eclipse. Now, there's a lot of websites and the sky is falling types. They're predicting a supply chain crisis on Monday. I don't think so. In 2020, as y'all remember, there was a toilet paper shortage at the start of the pandemic. That went on for months. This is going to be for a few seconds, maybe minutes, for one day. That's not long enough to create a supply chain crisis. Maybe some things are going to get delivered late, but remember the old saying, better late than never. Those supplies are going to eventually get there once the roads open back up to the trucks. Now, if the eclipse is going to be used by government officials to have a prolonged shutdown for whatever reason, that will create a supply chain crisis. But at that point, it's man-made. It has nothing to do with an eclipse. Just remember that. Also this Monday, NASA is going to be launching 3 sounding rockets at the moon's shadow before, during, and just after the eclipse. And the reason why they're doing that is to study the disturbances in the ionosphere created when the moon eclipses the sun. Now, again, the conspiracy theorists are speculating that it's actually a test to see what would happen if the power grids were to be shut down in major cities for an extended period of time. Okay. Another significant event scheduled for April 8th is the activation of CERN's Large Hadron Collider, the LHC, which has been out of commission actually for about a couple of years now, maybe 3 years. It's described as the world's largest and most powerful particle accelerator. CERN's LHC is scheduled to smash protons together at the speed of light on Monday in an effort to search for invisible particles secretly powering our universe. Some call it dark matter. Now, CERN is believed by some people, and you can guess who I'm talking about when I say some people, CERN is believed to be attempting to open a portal to alternate dimensions in order to let interdimensional beings come through. And that's why a statue of Shiva, the destroyer of worlds, is out in front of the CERN building. If you're a regular listener to Paranormal Perception, you remember when Hero and Sean Clan from Unearthing the Supernatural, we talked about that actually. The last time this thing was fired up, it was like 2-3 years ago, I think. But the last time that CERN fired it up, nothing happened on that day. Except, and I'm not the only one to point this out, since that day, time seems to have been tampered with, is the only way I can put it. Something's off, with days sometimes feeling shorter. Other days, they seem to go on forever, not just because of the usual time, the seasonal changes, but I don't know. It's just something doesn't feel right when it comes to time. Ever since that day, a lot of people have pointed out, we can point to that day, the day they set off the Large Hadron Collider the last time. Everybody has felt that. Maybe you haven't seen it, maybe you haven't put your finger on it, but I know a lot of people who, we've talked about that, like, this day is just going on forever, or it's just short. Now, maybe, just maybe, this time around, on Monday when they fire it off, CERN is going to be, resetting whatever was ignited on that day. We shall see. And look, I know this is this show, and it's called Paranormal Perception, and most of you want to hear about spooky and weird things happening in the world, but the reality is, I'm old enough, some of you listening to me are older than me, so we've all lived long enough to have heard several end time prophecies that never came true. Now, the older I get, the more I start to just roll my eyes whenever the next biblical prophecy or the doomsday prediction is talked about. None have happened, and as I get older, I'm really starting to think none of them ever will, at least not in my or even my kids' lifetimes. So on Monday, when this eclipse happens, go about your day, go to work, go to school, take your kids to school, run errands, put gas in your car, have a relaxing day. Heck, with precautions, remember, with precautions, watch the total solar eclipse. One thing's for sure on Monday, we're not going to see another one of these, a total, until 20 years from now. So who knows if all of us are going to still be around for that. But don't see this on Monday. Don't see it as the beginning of the end, because I'm pretty sure it won't be. Hasn't happened before, and I'm pretty sure it's not going to happen on Monday. However, if you're psychically gifted and you think you do see this eclipse as something more, well then, let's take a little trip to Crystal's world, shall we? She also has some eclipse talk for you. Here's Crystal Arona.
It's time for our weekly visit to Crystal's world. Guidance, advice, warnings, and inspiration. You'll hear all that and more inside Crystal's world with Crystal Arona.
Hi everyone, I have a lot to cover, so I'm just gonna get right into it. Before you decide not to listen to this, If you're not one of those people that is into astrology or celestial events, don't worry. I'm going to explain it for you because I know it can be intimidating. Sometimes it could be boring. There's just so many details and explanations of things, and it's a lot, right? Well, I'm going to make it easy for you today, and I'm going to tell you how this solar eclipse that is happening on the 8th is going to benefit your life if you allow it to. So, or if you're open to that. An eclipse occurs when the sun, moon, and earth line up. How they line up actually causes either a lunar or solar eclipse. The solar eclipse happens during the new moon phase when the moon passes between the earth and the sun and it blocks our view of part of the sun. And in a total solar eclipse, you guessed it, it covers the whole sun or at least most of it. So what does this mean astrologically? Eclipses occur when the moon reaches the upper and lower points of the elliptical orbit, or better known as lunar nodes, the north and south nodes of our destiny. These nodes are markers which should bring essential change for our lives. So eclipses do bring important matters up to light, things from the past that we need to deal with. And we should feel the urge to honor those changes accordingly or to deal with them in order to grow. These nodes of destiny also show us where we are with our karma. So here's where it can get tricky, because that energy or karma is going to be different for each person depending on what they've been up to. So I hate to dig back into the past and go back to 2023's readings, but if you remember, I repeated a lot of messages consecutively over the weeks back then when I was saying, the biggest message was, you got to get on board, guys. Those of you who are not working on your healings, those of you who are not working on bettering yourselves or getting yourselves out of those negative funks, you're going to be left behind in 2024. This is what I meant. In retrospect, I didn't realize that I was seeing the solar eclipse energy affecting the people, all of us, you know, at that level. But it is, now that it's happening, I think, oh, this is what I was talking about. This is why they're going to be left behind, because I do feel like there's this bus, and on this bus are all of us people who have been, you know, bettering ourselves. Our lives aren't perfect, but we've accepted some things. We've healed things to a decent level, enough to where we're comfortable and we're ready for better. We want to be happy. We want to have fun. We want to do well in life, in all areas of our life. We're waiting on that bus for those people. Well, we're not going to wait anymore. I feel like this eclipse is the driver getting on the bus saying, let's go. We're not waiting for them. So I'm sorry if you got left behind, but you had plenty of heads up. You had plenty of warnings, because now with not only this solar eclipse going on, we also have a retrograde. We're in the middle of retrograde, and it's going to last until the 25th of this month. That is actually intensifying the already intense power of the solar eclipse. Not only that, we have supermoon energy. Now, I said I wasn't going to intimidate you, so don't get scared. You know me, I don't like to focus on negative, but that is true. We always have, you know, balance in our life of negative events or things that make us feel like we're in a negative vibration sometimes. So we just have to learn how to pull ourselves out into, you know, go through that, but not hold on to that. So I'm just saying it again for the people who didn't hear it enough yet, because again, this is affecting you astrologically right now. If you haven't, you know, dealt with your issues enough to walk away from them, or to say, you know what, I'm going to give it a break for a little while with the healing. I'm going to have some fun, actually, even if that's not 100% healed. You know, I'm going to let go of that person that is horrible to me. I'm going to trust that there's better for me. I'm going to walk away from that job that treats me like crap. There's something better for me. So if you haven't made those changes that I was telling you to make in 2023, you're going to feel it right now with what's going on in April, celestial wise, with these events, guys. So let's get into, though, how it can benefit you. Now, this is actually going to make your psychic abilities even more strong. You should be feeling extra intuitive right now. And that goes for all of us. The ones who didn't make it on the bus and the ones who have been on the bus, or have been, you know, the bus left. We're doing great. We're still all going to feel the intensity energetically here. So just remember, use it to your advantage. Okay. Even if there are some things that are brought up with the retrograde and the eclipse energy that makes you, you know, look at some things from the past that you could have done better or that haven't been dealt with, deal with that in a positive way. You have the power and the intensity of this energy to use towards that. It's up to you how you use it in a negative or positive way. I'm going to choose positive, guys. Sorry. That's just me. You know, we can learn from our mistakes. We can let things go anytime. We have the power to do that. Another thing is use your psychic enhancement right now to work on your meditations, do automatic writing. This is a good time to do readings for yourself. Pay attention to the cards that come out. If you get any cards that give you a negative undertone or make you feel bad, you know, about your situations, time to grow up, time to acknowledge that, time to be accountable and say, wow, even the cards are telling me this. Even God in the universe is telling me this now. So I got to take this advice and do my best with it, because like I said earlier, guys, astrology is, and it's the celestial events are not my forte, but I do know this much about what's going on right now. And I know that it is a big chance for us to step up energetically, to use the energy that's happening right now to our advantage, you know, to push us to the next level in a positive direction, whatever that might mean for you individually. You know, it's going to be different for everybody, but why not take advantage of it? It's free. You got to give your time and your dedication, but it's free. It's your choice. The choice is yours. That's all I have to say today, guys. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot more, but I know I've been talking for a long time. I did say there was a lot to cover, but until next time, you guys have a magical day, a magical solar, total solar eclipse. And I hope that the retrograde is not too mean to you. Don't let it be. Bye, guys.
While you wait for next week, follow Crystal Arona on her Instagram, crystals_world. That's also where you can schedule a private reading with her. Crystal Arona will be back next week exclusively on Paranormal Perception. Learn about the unknown ghostly stories from the City of Angels. Reserve a seat on the LA Hauntings bus tour presented by American Ghost Walks. On this 3-hour tour, you'll visit and learn about haunted Hollywood and other LA locations like the Cecil Hotel, the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, and more. You'll hear about the Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez, the Black Dahlia murder, and many more. This is an all-ages tour, but keep in mind that there is a stop at a bar, a haunted bar, of course, so 21 and over is preferred. Visit AmericanGhostWalks.com to reserve your seats on the next LA Hauntings bus tour.
Where can you find unique paranormal-themed t-shirts, hoodies, and other items? Alien Soda Company. You'll find coffee mugs, shower curtains, notepads, gaming mouse pads, and more. All with unique pop culture and paranormal designs. New items are added on a regular basis, and they ship all over the world. Plus, just for Paranormal Perception listeners, use coupon code PERCEPTION at checkout for 10% off your order. Visit aliensodacompany.shop and use coupon code PERCEPTION for 10% off your order. Alien Soda Company. For all things out of this world.
Are you searching for the ideal space to host your next event or meeting? Look no further than Casa 723 in Fullerton. Conveniently nestled in the heart of Fullerton's bustling business retail center, Casa 723 offers the perfect location for your small space rental needs. Located near the intersection of Orangethorpe and Commonwealth, right on the renowned Harbor Boulevard, Casa 723 is easily accessible and centrally located. Whether you're looking to host art classes and exhibits, dance classes, photography sessions, arts and crafts workshops, or business meetings, Casa 723 has got you covered. Imagine a space where your creativity can flourish and your ideas can come to life. That's exactly what you'll find at Casa 723 Fullerton. Casa 723 is at 723 South Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton. Visit casa723oc.com for more info or to reserve Casa 723 for your next event.
Paranormal Perception continues. After this episode ends, visit www.paranormalperception.show for more.
After the episode ends, not the world. Don't think it's going to happen, like I said earlier. So let me finish. Let me wrap up the this eclipse talk with, I saw a, not a meme, it was just a post on Instagram. I forget who it was, so I can't credit who it was exactly, but I saw it this morning as I was getting ready to do the show, and that gave me an idea to bring back a familiar voice from the past, because this was about, the post was about how this for schools, they were talking about schools, but how for schools, this is a good, the eclipse, this is a good opportunity to show Indigenous kids how their cultures, how their tribes handled or treated eclipses. And that, like I said, gave me the idea. I think you know where I'm going and which voice you're about to hear. I said, let me bring back a voice from the past. I'm going to do a mini ceremony right now, see if I can bring him in. And here he is. It's Sean Klan from Sean Klan Shadow Productions. Oh, whoa. Young warrior.
That was a crazy ceremony you just ran right there, Henry. Where am I at right now? Am I on Paranormal Perception right now? Am I here to tell some amazing stories to the people who have questions about Indigenous tales?
My ceremonies are short and quick and to the point, although they are pretty jarring. They just took you out of... Good thing you weren't in the bathroom or something. That could have been awkward, too. But we're not doing video, but I can see you. They can't. We're taking it somewhere I don't want it to go. But... like I said, the Monday, we've been talking about that. Crystal did her feature. She talked a little bit about what it means for psychics, people that are psychically gifted, what the eclipse could or shouldn't mean to them. I talked a little bit about what people are considering the end of the world, and it's the end. But for you, talk about how, if you're familiar with even beyond your tribe, how do Indigenous people, how are they seen? Because they've been around here longer than us Americans, so I think they've seen a few eclipses in their time. How do they look at eclipses when those happen?
Celebration time, come on. Okay, so I hope you don't get copyrighted for that. Yeah. So it's I'm gonna be speaking specifically for us Navajo, the Diné people, and everything. How the eclipses go is it's a time for reverence. Because in the stories that we have, it's a time when in the stories of how they go that the moon eats the sun. And so when that happens, it's a time of ending and rebirth when it comes to these solar eclipses and everything. So for our tribe, whenever that solar eclipse comes and hits, you know, you're supposed to be inside. You're supposed to be indoors. And you're not, the rules go. You're not supposed to drink water, eat food, sleep. You know, do any inappropriate things other than that. You know, you're supposed to be reverent in those ways. Kind of, I guess the way you can explain it is you're just going to have to be reverent and understanding that, in a sense, the spirits and then the cosmic gods and spirits are running a ceremony themselves of renewal.
So it was never seen as, like I mentioned earlier, it's the end of the world, or it's a bad time for the planet or something like that.
So I guess that's where the mistranslation could be, because English is a very dangerous language. Yes, it might be the end of the world, but like not in the way that you think about it. It could be, it's like how I said, it's the birth of a renewal. You know, we had a lunar eclipse actually. It was either a week or two ago, and you normally were supposed to stay awake, but I had work the next morning, and traditionally, if you are going to end up breaking the rules like that, like fall asleep and everything, you're supposed to put on ash on your face. You're supposed to give an offering too as well. So I did that. And when I woke up the next morning, I have to say it was one of the best night's rest I ever had. Like it literally felt my whole body and my spirit rejuvenated and renewed.
So what I'm hearing from, and correct me if I'm wrong, the way you see it, or indigenous people see it, is like you said, it's not a death, it's not the end of the world, it's like hitting a restart button.
Pretty much, yeah. And then that's just with us Navajo people, the Diné people. And I know there's some more stories that go with it. I'm going to be honest, myself, I don't know all of them when it comes to that. But there's also a lot of other people out there that traditional medicinal people in our tribe that know the full stories with it. I just know the do's and the don'ts of what happens when, and then the overall gist of what happens during an eclipse. So other tribes might see it a little bit different way. You know, I know of, you mentioned earlier that there's another tribe that they go out and they celebrate the eclipse and everything. And I'm just like, I'm not surprised. Cool. You guys go have fun. You guys go party out there. I'm just going to stay inside, you know, close blinds, not look at it, do anything like that. Because if you do go against the rules and everything, it's considered taboo. So even looking at it or seeing pictures of it on social media too, those can affect you inadvertently. Unfortunately.
So you gave an example about yourself, not with an eclipse, but when was it? A couple of weeks ago that we had the lunar
eclipse. Yeah.
Yeah. You gave that, it was about you, but today it's the 21st century. It's 2024. How tradish, we'll say, are people when it comes to, for example, on Monday, how traditional are they going to follow the Diné people? How are they going to follow the old ways when it comes to this eclipse?
I don't know. It kind of depends on the people themselves. I one of my good friends, you know, he doesn't really, he's Navajo, but he really doesn't foresee the eclipse being as kind of that sacred. And I can kind of understand that it's because they're not as traditional as I am. And it kind of really goes to how much your faith and belief is in the traditional system. So, but that's one thing is like, if you do go out during the day when it's happening, or you do eat or you do drink stuff, that's just one of those things that we've actually ran ceremonies for people, you know, they can get affected or sick later on down in their life. And they ask like, why is this happening to me? Why is, you know, my eyes are all messed up, or, you know, my stomach is messed up because you ate during eclipse, or, you know, I can't sleep at night, certain things like that. So certain ceremonies would be like the crystal, and then the charcoal in the fireplace would tell us, would be like, well, they're showing an eclipse right here. Did you go out and see it? Yeah, we went to a watch party and everything's like, no, you got to be reverent. You got to be respectful. You weren't respectful, so the spirits are taking it out on you.
Yeah. So, for the rest of you that are listening, then you're probably thinking like, yeah, well, I'm going to do that. Well, it's kind of a cultural thing. If you're not from the Navajo tribe, I don't know that really applies to you, but you know, again, you heard Crystal talk earlier, you heard me talk about it earlier. Don't get crazy. Take some precautions. Precautions meaning not, even if you're psychic, that wasn't what I'm talking about. The precautions I'm talking about is people are expecting some kind of food shortage because, you know, like in Texas, they're stopping trucks from driving during the eclipse, and that's going to create a supply shortage. I don't think so. Like I mentioned earlier, we saw that with toilet. That's the real mystery. I want to know who the hell said that we needed to stock up on toilet paper. I don't know where we got that from.
I'm not going to do that again. We did that with COVID. Okay. It was terrifying to go to the grocery store and there's no toilet paper. It was the worst time in human history.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
See, well, I never really talked about it here on Paranormal Perception. We talk about everything else during the pandemic that time, but not that. But I'll say it now. When that first started, like I said, I have no idea who or where people heard stock up on toilet paper, because yeah, you're right. When you would expect, okay, maybe water, maybe food shortages, yeah, you know, the usual stuff, so things you need for survival. And yeah, I know toilet paper is kind of needed, but you take it for granted, at least before that shortage. You just walk in, you expect the aisle to be full of toilet paper. Then you turn the corner and like, where's the toilet paper? Oh no, what's, now it is a pandemic. What's going on?
No, I remember there was like a huge shortage over at Sam's Club, and there was a line, and you could only take literally one thing of toilet paper at the time. They mandated it. It's like, okay, they limited you on how many you can actually get. So, you know, I did see those as well. You know, the warnings of like, there could be an electrical outage, cell phone outage, and all these other things that could happen. And I'm just like, we've had eclipses before. So that makes me wonder, what's going to happen in the world, and they're just going to blame it on the eclipse.
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned earlier again, but the I will say I didn't mention this earlier. I'll mention this as somebody whose entire career has been in radio, not online webcasting, but actual radio, you know, with transmitters and the radio you hear in your car and you turn on your house, the radio that's been around forever. Our biggest enemy was not eclipses, it was sun flares. Because when sun flares go off, that's when we use something called ISDNs. That now we use some newer different things, but ISDNs especially, those are basically satellites. So they're getting their signal from satellites. And when you get that solar flare, it's kind of like, think of like Star Wars when they're out, when you see the ships fighting. It's kind of like that. The sun throws out the flare. It hits or touches the they're invisible, but it touches the satellite. And down here on Earth, it could be your television, your radio, whatever it is. All of a sudden, we're talking, and you hear, and it goes dead. We hate because there's nothing you can do. I mean, you can't go up there in space and fix it. You just gotta wait until it comes back. Hopefully, it comes back. So those more than eclipses is really what we would worry about in the radio, the broadcasting world. But if for the reason why I brought up the toilet paper shortage thing is because, you know, a lot of people are expecting that it's going to be a supply shortage. I don't think so. That toilet paper thing that COVID that went on for months, a year, even more than a year.
This thing longer is only, than it should have. Yeah, for sure.
this thing is going to be only Monday, only for not even barely an hour. That's not enough. That's long enough to create a shortage. Now, like I said, after that, if governments across the country start saying, well, we got to extend it or whatever, okay, that's a different thing. And that's not has nothing to do with the eclipse. That's man-made now at that point.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, if everything goes down, no solar flares, just a normal eclipse and everything's just like, okay, something else is going on here. But, you know, you might say, you know, in the spiritual world, when the eclipse happens too, there's a lot of stuff that goes on as well. As far as for ceremonies and the renewals and everything, our people used to do ceremonies and prayers and songs for eclipses as well too. So could be on the spiritual side of why we might lose connection to everybody. So if this is the last time I see you guys have a good one. I'm just kidding.
Final messages from Sean Glenn.
Apocalypse time happening, coming to you live this Monday.
I guess the apocalypse will be televised. Well, unless we get a sunflare, but. That's what I wanted to have you talk about. I mean, we're not going to spend a lot of time on it because you basically just said everything that needs to be said. Again, if you're listening to us right now and you're thinking, well, I got to follow all this stuff. Again, if you're not part of that culture, it probably doesn't apply to you. I just wanted you again. The show is called Paranormal Perception. As we give you a perception of everything, we're trying to make you see how other cultures see and have seen, because like I said, a lot of these, they're called indigenous natives for a reason. They were here before America was America. So they've seen a few eclipses in their time. They know how to handle these things. But everybody else probably doesn't. If you want to go out, go out. Don't look at, I keep saying it, don't look at the eclipse directly. And if you do, don't blame it on us. We told you not to. I don't know how many times.
I remember a long time ago. It reminds me of now that Chief Sitting Bull during an eclipse at one time lost cell service, so it might be true. So, yeah, whenever we see the pictures or anything of it, you know, it's still taboo for us to see pictures, even on social media. So from Monday up until maybe Wednesday, you know, you might not see me on social media or anything like that. So you'll know the reason why. I'm just like, okay, I ain't trying to taboo myself right here. Yeah,
because everybody's going to be posting. So. Let everybody know, in case they're wondering, let everybody know where they can see everything that you have been up to.
So, for all you Paranormal Perception listeners out there, if you want to catch up on all the cool stuff that Sean Glenn of the Shadows has been working on, you can go to YouTube at Sean Glenn Shadow Productions, and you can follow me on Instagram at Official Sean Glenn SSP. Uh-oh.
Yeah, and I know you're used to a certain kind of content from Sean Glenn, but I will say, you go there, yeah, I know you're listening to a paranormal show. There's some paranormal stuff on there, some really good paranormal stuff on there, stuff. But there's also, honestly, showcasing his talent. I mean, he's a great editor. From the day I met them, I've always told Sean Glenn, the one thing I always liked about, not even before they started telling me their stories, the teachings, and all the, you know, the gifts that started sharing, the gifts that they have, even before that, the gift that really impressed me was his editing talent, his talent with the camera, the eye that he has with the camera. You can see it. He's grown a lot with from the very, very, I think it was a phone, actually, the very first videos you did, right?
Yeah, iPhone. Yeah.
So he's grown a lot from his phone to now full-blown cinematic camera. And you can tell. It's really good. So, again, I have everything linked up on the show description. And thank you again for coming on again and talking about the eclipse.
Everybody stay blessed out there. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll see you guys after the eclipse. Hagona.
Yeah, and a couple more reminders. Number one, the 2-for-1 spring sale that we had going on for the Weekends of Weird. That one is over now. Now it's regular price. But in case you haven't noticed, go look at it again. It's not a typo. It used to be $30. I brought it down to $20 because, you know, times are tough for everybody. So I figured, you know what? Instead of 30, let's just make it 20. Make it easy for you. So it's not 2-for-1 anymore. So now if you have a group, everybody has to buy a ticket now. But it's only $20. Not that much. So go ahead and get that April 27th here in Fullerton. You'll get the meet Crystal Arona. You'll see her in person. We talked about adding something. We might announce it over the weekend and tell you about it in the next episode. But not sure who we're going to talk to either. But come on back next week for a brand new perception of the paranormal.
Follow the show on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. You'll learn more about Henry, the guest on the show, and you'll be the first to get OC Paracon announcements. Look for Paranormal Perception and start following. Paranormal Perception with Henry San Miguel and Crystal Arona. This show was created by 22 Creations Multimedia, LLC.